This is Jim Winger for KFRM and the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm visiting with Michael Thompson of Thompson Harvesting out of
North Dakota.
I'm sorry. And how long have you been down in the Enid area?
Oh, just a little over a week now.
And have you been doing pretty well with your harvest?
Right here in Enid, we're doing all right. We're in the 50 bushel to 60 bushel range, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Have test weights gone pretty well around here as well?
I think so. We've been in the low 60, 61, basically, so battling just a few weeds, but we're making her work.
Well, you got to keep ahead of the weeds.
Yep. So
I understand you're kind of winding up what you're doing here today.
Yeah, we'll be done here today. And moving on to Kansas, so.
Whereabouts in Kansas are you headed?
Oh, over by Great Bend area, so, but that's probably a week away according to my customers up there, so.
And where have you been before you ended up here in Enid?
We were down in Abilene, Texas, in that area, so.
How was the wheat there?
For us, it was very poor. We were around 20 bushel an acre in that range, so.
That doesn't help much.
And we happened to beat all the rain that came through there. We got out of there just a few days ahead of that, so.
And after Abilene, where did you go?
Here.
So this is your second stop so far this year?
This is the second stop, yeah.
So one good and one bad.
Well, the Abilene area, that's kind of usually what we run with that customer, so.
And as far as protein levels, have you heard anything about that?
No.
What about moisture? Has the moisture been okay around here?
It's gotten down around. We've been basically 10 to 12 moisture once we got cracking.
You haven't seen any other problems like disease or insects or anything like that?
No. We've been fortunate. So.
How long are you out on the road?
Oh, we're on the road only about 2 months now. And we just stay home at the end of the run, so.
So there's plenty to do up there in North Dakota when you get done south of there?
Correct, yeah.
And whereabouts in North Dakota do you call home?
Minot.
Okay, I'm familiar with that. Is that, it's a pretty big wheat country up in that area, isn't it?
There's a lot of crop up there. It's pretty much solid.
Now, do you do more than just wheat?
Up there, we do a lot of soybeans and wheat and canola.
And are things looking pretty good up there as far as you know?
As far as I know, they are. Yep, they got everything in with good moisture.
Well, I hope things continue to go well for you on your harvest, and I'm sure you're looking forward to finishing up here and getting on the road again.
I am. We're looking forward to just a couple days off, so.
Well, appreciate it. Thank you. This is Jim Winger in Enid, Oklahoma.